Welcome to the Power Is Now Radio. Your host and founder of the Power Is Now Incorporated, Eric Frazier.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Power Is Now. My name is Eric Frazier. It's a beautiful day in Southern California, a great day to talk about real estate. And it's our bi-monthly home buyer seminar. And I'm excited about it because we have a special guest, Carolyn Sansari, who is the marketing director for the Golden State Finance Authority. She's going to be talking to us tonight about down payment assistance. I have my incredible VIP agents who are going to be sharing what's going on in their market areas. This is just going to be a fantastic night, folks. For those of you who are thinking about buying or selling real estate, and you want to know if there's opportunities out there for those of you who are first-time home buyers to buy. And if you are a seller, you might be interested in working with one of these incredible agents who not only know how to sell real estate, but they know a lot about the financing of real estate as well. Thank you for joining me this evening. And please share this video. Tonight, again, it's going to be jam-packed with some great information. So for those of you who are watching us live on Facebook, take a moment, start a watch party, share it with your friends or family members. Share, because they're going to learn about how to buy a property with a whole lot of help from the Golden State Finance Authority. My name is Eric Frazier, and I'm the host of The Power Is Now. And in addition to being the host of The Power Is Now, I'm also a vice president and mortgage advisor for First Bank. And as so, I'm able to originate loans in 49 states. My license number is 467-108, I believe. Don't remember my license number. 476-108, there it is. Is it not on my screen? I'll make sure I get it right at some time during this presentation. Now, in addition to being the host of The Power Is Now, The Power Is Now is a magazine. I'm the publisher of the magazine. Please go to thepowerisnow.com. Check it out. We have Gary Acosta, who is the founder, one of the co-founders of the National Association of Real Estate Professionals. He's on the cover this month, and a great story about Gary Acosta and the non-rep organization, the great work they're doing, and the great support they're providing for the Latino community. Also, become a member of The Power Is Now for free, where you can receive notifications of our seminars and of our events that we have, like this show on Tuesday night. Every first and third Tuesday night, we are talking about how to buy real estate. And we're leveraging the experience of VIP agents as well as industry professionals like Carolyn Sansari. So without any further ado, I'm going to bring on Carolyn. Carolyn Sansari is the Director of Marketing for the Golden State Finance Authority, and she is managing communication and marketing initiatives for the Golden State Finance Authority. We call it GSFA, Affordable Housing Programs throughout the state of California, and she is responsible for content and design publications, websites, advertising, media, public relations, and is directly involved in training and education of lenders, realtors, and other business partners providing affordable housing solutions for California residents. And prior to her career with the Golden State Finance Authority, Carolyn worked for City Mortgage as a sales support manager within the Special Programs Affordable Housing Division. Carol is an avid outdoor enthusiast who spends her time hiking, backpacking, kayaking with her family and two dogs. She's a graduate of Chico State University with a BA in public relations and resides in Sacramento, California. Carolyn Sansari, welcome again to The Power Is Now.
Thanks for having me today, Eric. It's great to be back.
The pleasure is all mine. It really is. In fact, folks, we had Carolyn scheduled a couple of weeks ago, and she couldn't make it because she got sick, and you're doing well now, right?
Yeah, it's good to be back working, feeling a little bit better.
So how has COVID-19 impacted operations with the Golden State Finance Authority?
Well, we've been all telecommuting and working from home, which has sometimes been productive and sometimes been very challenging. We've been doing a lot of teleconferencing of the teams to really stay on track with projects and just learning some new technology for some people who haven't been working from home before. So it's a transition.
Yeah. Everybody's getting used to Zoom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we've been on Zoom for a while, and so this is old school for us. Well, I really appreciate you taking time this evening to talk about down payment assistance. And a lot of people just don't know what's going on and have no idea the help that is available to them. And so I can't wait to dive into the details with you. But before I do, I want to introduce our audience to our VIP agents that are on the line with us, and we'll ask all of them, we'll turn on their videos and microphones. Folks, if you're interested in selling estate, or if you need advice, you need direction, you need support, it doesn't matter what it is, these people are experienced real estate professionals who do a great job in their market areas. And I'm going to give each of them an opportunity to briefly introduce themselves, and maybe they'll remember their license numbers like I couldn't. And so let's start off with Success Money out of Los Angeles. Turn your mic on, Success.
Hello, everyone. How are you guys doing? I am Success Money out of KW Inglewood. Yes, my license number is 01800466. You can reach me at 833-243-6863, and I am happy to assist you with any of your selling, buying, even renting needs in Los Angeles.
All right. Next up, right above her is Jenny Gonzalez.
Hi, my name is Jenny Gonzalez. I'm with Keller Williams Corona. My license number is 01249788, and my cell phone number is 951-316-0374. And I serve all of Southern California, but I specialize in the Inland Empire. And I specialize in first-time home buyers, next-time home buyers, investors, doesn't matter.
I like that, Jenny. Next time, home buyers. Now let's head all the way to Arizona. Then we'll come back to California to Yvonne Jett McFadden.
Hi, I'm Yvonne McFadden. I'm with Deluxe De Luxury Real Estate in Scottsdale, Arizona. My license number is SA0350-43000. My telephone number is 480-628-2619. I serve most of Arizona, and it is a wonderful place. And thank you, Californians. Keep referring them to Arizona. It's a wonderful place to live.
Thank you, Yvonne. And then back to California to our brand new VIP agent in the house, Adrian Bates. Adrian, welcome to The Power Is Now.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm a real estate broker for almost 30 years. Been with A1 Realty. It's my baby for probably 25 years. We just celebrated 25 years. And I used to be the broker of record for Keller Williams in Marina Del Rey. That's where I met my sweetheart, Success, and a number of great agents. And also, I went over to Santa Monica. And then I decided to come back and branch out on my own. My daughter got her MBA, and I started teaching her the ropes. I'm in Los Angeles, and I work the county of Los Angeles. I just sold a home in the Inland Empire and Palm Springs. And so my number is 323-333-8201. And my broker's license number is 00929036. And I've been doing first-time home buyer seminars for a long time, and that I'm very passionate about it, and want to make sure everyone has a home or some units. And I do multi-units also. Thank you, Eric, for having me on board. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Next up is the man, the one and only, Mr. Kenny Sessions. Kenny, you really don't need any introduction, but go ahead.
Well, Eric, first and foremost, thank you for having me on once again. I really appreciate all the things I've learned from you. We've been on this medium for quite a while, and praise be to God that we were ahead of the game before the game started being played. So I just thank you for that, man, because I wasn't on Zoom, or I was trying to be incognito. But I've been in the business for over 30 years. I'm celebrating my 34th year in the business. And actually, I just realized with the pandemic that this is our 25th year anniversary of Session Real Estate. So, you know, we've been around for a long time. We've made a lot of money. We've helped a lot of people make money. And we're specializing right now in the No Money Down programs. We just closed, I think, how many we closed, Eric? In the last 3 weeks or something, I think 3 or 4, we've just closed some of them using GSA program. And then we use other things as well. But my passion is helping people that don't realize that they can buy homes. And we've been quite successful over the years. And thanks to Eric, our system is becoming tighter and tighter. We are going to be able to help more and more people on a monthly basis. My DRE number, I have two of them, Eric. I've got my personal number. I like to give that one because that's got that low number on it. 00966569 is my personal broker's license. And then our corporate broker's license is 01966148. So thank you for having me. You can reach me at 510-568-4200. Thanks.
Thank you, Kenny. Folks, when you have someone with a license number that is 00, they've been at it for a while. All right, just know that. They've been at it for a while. Kenny, thank you so much for partnering with us and for being a great provider of content and information and knowledge for the Power Is Now Media. And folks, you're looking at just a few VIP agents tonight. If you are interested in buying or selling real estate, or if you just want to sit down and get some wise counsel from someone who's been in it for a while and they're doing it at a high level, someone who is speaking on the Power Is Now radio, writing in the Power Is Now magazine, and just providing a great deal of information to educate and empower people, consider working with a VIP agent. Go to thepowersnow.com. And you'll find VIP agents right there in the menu bar. You cannot miss it. And select one in your market area. Now, we're going to go to the main event. I'm going to ask all of my VIP agents to either turn off their videos and mute their microphones. As I get one-on-one with Carolyn and Sunray, and we're going to do a deep dive in the Golden State Finance Authority. Thank you again so much, Carolyn, for taking your time in the evening. Folks, she works for a state nonprofit and she's working here at 7:30 at night and she's in the office. So, man, we owe her a great deal of thanks. In fact, I think I got some, what do I have here? Here. There we go. So thank you, Carolyn, for joining us tonight. So let's start with the Golden State Finance Authority's mission.
Well, we were created as a public entity back in 1993 for the sole purpose of supporting affordable homeownership in California. So creating different avenues for financial assistance to help homebuyers purchase homes. And we've since expanded to do a little bit more than that. We are involved in mortgage credit certificate programs. We're involved in energy efficiency financing and even multifamily financing. But the original mission, the one that we spend most of our time on, is simply providing financial assistance for home buyers in California.
Now, Carolyn, one of the unique things about Golden State, and I think, you know, I work with a lot of down payment assistance programs, but I don't know of a single down payment assistance program that will allow a first-time home buyer to buy a four-unit property. And I believe that you guys stand alone as a nonprofit or, you know, as an organization providing down payment assistance to people who want to buy a four-unit property. That is amazing to me.
Well, I don't know if we're the standalone entity that does that, but I know that we do. And it's through an FHA product that is coupled with down payment assistance up to 4% and allows them to purchase up to a 4-unit property.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. And folks, we're going to get into more details with that in just a few minutes here. Let's see here, Carolyn, let's start with some of the achievements of the organization. You guys are closing a lot of deals and helping a lot of people. And if you could kind of just give us an overview of the great work that the Golden State has been doing.
Okay. Well, in the last 27 years, I think that we have provided about $545 million in down payment assistance money in California and helped over 76,000 home buyers to purchase homes. And keep in mind, we aren't just serving first-time home buyers. So these might be people who at some time in the past owned a property or maybe are purchasing a primary residence that they're going to move into today out of a house that they're selling. So not just first-time home buyers, but about 76,000 home buyers in California have been provided with down payment assistance from Golden State Finance Authority.
Now, that is a lot. And what amazes me is that every time I present this product, I've never met anyone that knew about it. What is Golden State doing to get the word out? And what stats, if you have any, that really talk about the lack of knowledge or understanding that people have about down payment assistance?
Well, you hit it on the nail on the head. It's about education and spreading that word. And so the majority of what GSFA does is leverage the partnerships that we have with real estate agents, lenders, and brokers, provide them information, training on the program, marketing literature that they can hand out, assistance with maybe holding home buyer workshops, and help them to actually put the information into the hands of the home buyers, because you're the one talking to them and dealing with them on a daily basis. I can put up billboards on the freeway, but I'm not necessarily going to be reaching the audience of buyers that are walking in and calling you and calling the real estate agents because they are wanting to purchase a home. So when we look at statistics, we're seeing that the Urban Institute did a poll or a survey just in the last year, and that most non-owners, people who don't own homes today, the vast majority, 88% of them, still think that you have to come in with over 5% of your own money to purchase a home. To make matters worse, you can narrow it down to 39% of that group think that you still have to have a traditional 20% down. Now, how long has it been since we've needed 20% down? It's been decades. I've been in this business for about 16 years, and 16 years ago, we were seeing products where people were doing 80-20s, 80% LTV and a 20% down, but that doesn't exist. Today, we have conventional FHA, USDA, VA loans that don't require more than 3.5% out of somebody's own pocket for the down to get into a home. With USDA and VA loans, there is no down payment requirement. That is the information we've got to get out there. So I do my best to get information out on the website, social media, some advertising, and then I work with all of you to try to help you get the information out too.
Well, we're happy to help you get the word out because it's an amazing program. And you mentioned USDA, VA. These programs don't even require a down payment. And so the money you provide provides the opportunity for their closing costs or even to pay down the principal, right?
Yes, yes. Both of those are great ways of using the money from GSFA.
Wow. So share with us some stories, some success stories that you have had over the years in this program. I know that I have some agents with us tonight that can share some success stories as well because we're using the program, but I'd love to hear from you, maybe some success stories of people that have been able to utilize the program.
Okay. Well, last time I was on here, I was talking about a family, a single mom. She had a few kids, and one of her children was actually had a pretty severe disabilities, physical and mental. And she worked, as a single parent to support this family, never thought she would own a home. I read a little synopsis of her excitement and wonder at being able to purchase a home for her family and create a safer environment for her son than the facility that she was having him live in. It was a beautiful story, but today I brought a different one. Just wanted to share one about a couple that wrote me just this past December, and they had been in a relationship for 8 years before they finally decided to get married. And then they started talking about owning a home, something that they both had dreamed about for years. They thought they would never reach that goal, mainly because they felt it would take them years to save up for the down payment. But they happened to be at work, and a friend and coworker told them about one of the programs through Golden State Finance Authority. They were a little hesitant. They heard it was a grant, seemed too good to be true, he said. But his wife's family was in real estate, connected him with a great lender, and they got approved for this grant from us. It was $13,000, $13,192, with no strings attached. And what he means by that is it was a gift from GSFA and did not have to be repaid. So once they closed escrow on that property, that down payment assistance gift was forgiven or went away. They never had to pay it back. He said, the day we closed escrow and we became homeowners was one of the most surreal days of my life. I am the first in my family to ever own a home. And for that, I am forever grateful to all those who probably worked extremely hard to get this grant approved. It's stories like these that I receive in the mail every so often, and they make it worthwhile. What we do isn't just about closing loans or making profits or anything. We're actually changing people's lives and giving them opportunities that they didn't think that they had. And that's the kind of story I like to share.
Well, that's a great story. There's a recent transaction where, in fact, Kenny, I'm sure he'll share the story, but he took him to the house and gave him the keys, and I think it was the grandmother. The mother started dancing, dancing, and danced for a while there with joy, for, you know, seeing it happen. Because a lot of people are not just kind of in a state of unbelief that anyone, for that matter, forget about the state or an agency, but anyone would give them $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, up to $25,000, mm-hmm. you know, for down payment assistance. It just seems unbelievable. And then the next worry is that, okay, it's not true. It's not, it can't be real. What's the catch? What's the gimmick? And the next question is, are they going to run out of money? Nobody has an unlimited supply of money. So can you talk to us about, you know, how you're able to do this? What exactly is the Golden State Finance Authority? Is it actually a state agency? Is it a nonprofit? Where is the money coming from to be just giving money away?
So we're designated as a joint powers authority, which is a quasi-governmental entity. We're not the state housing agency, but we are a housing agency serving California as a governmental entity. What that means is that we have the ability to take your standard mortgage products and then add on extra flexibilities, or flex some of the guidelines, I should say, and add on down payment assistance funds. When you look at the guidelines from FHA on where funds can come from for the down, there's a lot of restrictions. Like you can't have seller concessions, for example, right? But money that is coming from a governmental entity is allowed to fulfill the down payment requirement. And so that's what we do. The way that we come up with the money has to do with our relationship with the investment market. We actually work with the investment market to take the securities and sell them. So it's through the sale of mortgage-backed securities themselves that we are able to funnel money back into the program to put back out as down payment assistance. And it becomes a revolving fund. As we make loans, we're able to then bring funds back in for future down payment assistance. And I don't work with the department that does all of those financial aspect on the investment market. But I can say that as long as we have lenders out there that are participating and closing the loans, taking the applications and processing the loans for us, we have agents out there connecting people with properties, we have an ongoing product and program.
Now, who leads the organization? What is the organizational structure?
We are operated by our vice president, Greg Norton. We have president and CEO, Greg Norton. And then the vice president is Craig Ferguson, who I actually report to. We also have a chief financial officer, Lisa McCarger, and those are our executive team. And we work out of the Sacramento office, but serve all of the state of California.
Now, is there an advantage to those who live in Sacramento?
I don't know if there's any advantage. Sometimes it's a little pricey in Sacramento. But I suppose if you wanted to in person meet any of us or talk to any of us, it's probably easier to reach us. But as you know, phone call away.
For those of you just joining us, we are talking to Carolyn Sansori, and she is the marketing director for the Golden State Finance Authority. And we really appreciate her taking time out of this busy day and evening on a Tuesday night. It's Cinco de Mayo, folks. We're missing out on her tacos and Corona, not the virus. So she sacrificed that. In fact, did you have any plans today? Did you do anything for Cinco de Mayo?
I did not, although I did take a nice bike ride in the middle of the day, which was...
Well, we appreciate you coming out and sharing this great information about the Golden State Finance Authority. Now, for those of you who are watching on Facebook, now I'm interviewing Carolyn, so I'm going to take a look, but I'm going to ask my VIP agents to also look in our Facebook chat room. If you have a question, type it in there, and I'll make sure that one of them ask it, or I'll find it and ask it. So start thinking about questions for Carolyn. We'll make sure they get answered. And if the questions don't come to you while we're conducting this interview, you can always drop me an email at eric.frazier@thepowersnow.com. It's eric.frazier@thepowersnow.com. Or reach out to Carolyn directly and drop her an email. She is very accessible, and I just really appreciate her coming on the show. This is her second time with us. Now, Carolyn, let's move to the product. And there is a number of products you have, and we just don't have the time to talk about all of them. And so we're going to focus in on the down payment assistance program that's called Platinum. And that's something that I have been doing a lot of lately because I just find incredible flexibility with the Platinum program. So let's start with a kind of a high level overview of what is the Platinum program.
Okay. Well, it's a program that combines down payment assistance up to 5% of the loan amount with a mortgage product. So if you could use a conventional loan, you can get assistance up to 5%. With an FHA, VA, or a USDA loan, up to 4% in assistance is available. Now, we price the mortgages each day. So when you have a borrower who's maybe interested in the FHA product, you can actually see the interest rates via our website for that day. And the rates may differ depending on how much in assistance that borrower needs. So if they're looking for the full 4 or 5%, you're gonna see the interest rate on the first mortgage may be slightly higher. But when it comes down to getting that borrower into a home sooner than you might think possible, a slight difference or an eighth of a point in rate difference really can make a difference in terms of years that it may take them to wait to save up for a down. The programs themselves are the Platinum program is very flexible. It's available for first-time home buyers, people who are coming back to the home buying market. And on the conventional side, we follow Freddie Mac's guidelines and even FHA's guidelines. If they own a property today, they can still use the Platinum program as long as they're purchasing a primary residence that they're going to be moving into and residing in.
Now, let me stop you right there. Do they have to sell that property, or can that property, can they continue to hold on to that property as a rental property?
So we defer to whether what FHA or Freddie Mac allows.
Okay.
I'm not as familiar with their guidelines, but we're going to see what they allow on that.
Okay. Well, I can tell you that both FHA and Freddie Mac will allow a person to keep their other residence, provided it meets certain loan to value requirements. So, and of course, the rental, if they're renting that property out, that rental income can assist in meeting that obligation, depending, again, on the situation. If you want more details on the FHA or conventional guidelines for, you know, maintaining or retaining a property and buying another home you're going to live in, please reach out to me, because there are some special conditions around that, but it is possible. And I'm so glad it's possible, because a lot of people think that you cannot own a home at all and that you have to be a first-time homebuyer, meaning not owning a home in the last 3 years. Would that be correct?
Yeah, those are two of the biggest misconceptions. You have to be a first-time homebuyer, which is not true, or that you can't own a property today. Another one that we see is that because this is a specialized program, that it's going to be harder to qualify for, or it's going to take a lot longer to close escrow. And I can tell you, and I'm sure that you're familiar with this as well, that working with GSFA is not going to slow down the escrow process. We put the responsibility in the hands of the loan officer themselves to close the loan on the schedule that they decide. There's only one step that they actually do with GSFA, and that is the locking in of the mortgage loan and getting that commitment letter for how much we're providing in down payment assistance. They pull those loan docs and they include them in their loan file. And then qualifying them for a mortgage loan is going to follow the same process that you're using right now to qualify a borrower. We have a couple of guidelines or overlays that you're going to see. For example, we have a minimum FICO score, and we have a debt to income ratio that we set. And I can share those today. On a conventional platinum loan, we allow all the way to 640 FICO. I think that's fairly flexible. For an FHA, VA, or a USDA mortgage, you're looking at a 660 FICO. And the debt to income ratios are 45%. And there are certain circumstances where you can qualify somebody with a little bit over 45%.
Really?
Yeah, and I think that's on the FHA product.
Okay.
Those are the kinds of things that we set as actual eligibility guidelines. And the rest of the qualifying is going to be looking at their income, how much they can qualify for in a mortgage payment, et cetera. And so there's not a lot of compliance that has to be done with us. And we don't require the lender to send the file back to us for review or anything prior to close, which means there's no extra steps or paperwork involved to slow down the process.
You know, Carolyn, I absolutely love that about Golden State Finance Authority, because with the California Housing Finance Agency, we have to send in compliance documents to be reviewed and checked before we can get a clear to close and go to documents. But with you, it's all on us. It's all on us as a lender to finalize everything, make sure it's done, and we can go straight to docs. And so that does save probably 1 to 2, maybe 3 to 4 days, depending on how busy everything is. So that's a great benefit. The other thing is that you guys do not have that restriction of being a first-time home buyer, and that is a big deal, because a lot of people want to take advantage maybe of moving up. Since interest rates are so low, right? Why don't they rent out or sell their property and move up into something bigger because their interest cost is lower right now? Or they sold their home a year ago, been waiting, but it hasn't been 3 years. Now they don't have to wait. They can get in right now and buy. And so those are two really big, benefits to that. And then, of course, the time frames. A lot of listing agents kind of turn their nose up when they see down payment assistance coming. They get a little scared. Can you close? That kind of thing. And the underwriting criteria is pretty much the same with every bank just for a standard loan. I mean, it's FHA guidelines. The difference is you're providing the money. Can you tell us more about the money itself that you're providing?
Yeah, the down payment assistance for GSFA Platinum comes in two different forms, depending on which one the home buyer qualifies for. Most home buyers are going to qualify for the down payment assistance that's provided as a 0% second mortgage. Okay, so it's a second, but It doesn't accrue any interest. It has 0% interest rate, and it's forgiven after 3 years, which means after 36 months, that is completely forgiven. And it's even prorated along the way. So if a borrower ended up selling their property at the end of year two, they would only have to pay back 12 months worth of the assistance that was provided, okay? So that's the standard way that it's provided as a 0% second mortgage. But within Platinum, we have a special feature called Platinum Select, and it is specifically for public and safety occupation and healthcare. Anyone who works in medical and healthcare, in the medical or healthcare industry, whether that means they're a doctor or a nurse or they are support staff at a medical facility. So anyone in that realm, any peace officers, police officers, sheriffs, anyone in law enforcement or support staff within law enforcement, same thing with firefighters and support staff, and then anyone who works for a public or private school. And that can be educators themselves, but it could also be administration. It could be people who do maintenance on the property in the yard, anyone who works for a public or private school. Those public safety occupations and education occupations would qualify a home buyer to get the down payment assistance as a gift or a grant. So it means that on day one, when that escrow closes, all of the assistance is forgiven. And that's a really nice feature for the Platinum program.
Now, you may not be aware of this, but this is Teachers Week. And in fact, actually, today is National Teachers Day, and this is Teachers Week. So teachers, for you teachers out there, here's a great opportunity, really, to buy a home. And whether you are working as a teacher or you're in some administrative capacity, and this is schools, charter schools, state schools, wow.
Yeah, universities, vast for as long as it's a school, yes.
Now, so you're saying prior to the recent announcement, I think it came out on Sunday, actually, healthcare workers weren't included in the group.
Emergency healthcare workers were. So people who were in an emergency safety role like EMTs or paramedics or someone who worked in the ER room themselves, they were included. But we've been able to extend this feature called Platinum Select out to all medical and healthcare workers now. So anyone that works in the medical or healthcare industry.
So I want to put this in context and how much money we're talking about that you're literally just dropping on them with no conditions, right? These are individuals who can receive the help with no conditions. There's no gotchas anywhere, right?
Right. So if we have a maximum loan amount of $510,400.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So $500,000 times 5% is $25,000 that they can qualify for in a gift. That's just an easy calculation right there.
That is crazy. I mean, think about it. Who do you know? For those of you watching, do you have anybody in your family that's going to give you $25,000? No conditions, no questions asked. Do you have anybody? Mom, dad, sister, brother, anybody, best friend? Wow. This is fantastic. Now, I just looked up the rates for today. And it's closed now. The Platinum program is currently offline, but I have it. In fact, folks, if you go to the website, thepowersnow.com, and at the bottom of the page of the website, you'll see download my mobile app. Download the mobile app, and I actually have a link to the Golden State interest rates. And just to put it in perspective, Carolyn, so today, for the Ginnie Mae FHA, USDA, and VA interest rates, the rate was 3.5% with a 5% gift.
Excellent.
3.5% at 3.0. The gift is 4%. Now, I have been lending for 38 years straight, right? I have never until recently been able to provide a loan of any kind to anyone except for maybe an adjustable rate mortgage at a rate of 2.75, 3.0. Because even at 2.75%, you will give them 2%. of the down payment. So that's pretty amazing. That's for FHA. And then for conventional loans, at a 5% grant is 3.875, or at for 5% and at 3.5 is 4% grant or loan. Now, for people who don't fall into that select category, it's a loan for the first 3 years, right? And so is that loan does not have an interest rate, right? There are no
payments. There's no payments, no monthly payments.
Right. And if they happen to move in a year or 2 years, you're prorated. So this really, why do you have the 3% rule? Is this just to make sure they move in or something? What's the purpose behind just not making it a grant for everyone?
I think it has to do with, you know, we rely on a master servicer to service the mortgage loans after they close. And mm-hmm. I think that we aren't wanting to provide down payment assistance to people who are then going to turn around and flip their homes.
Right.
You know, the intent is to make it possible for people to buy a home when they couldn't, but not necessarily to become an investment tool. And so it's to encourage people to at least have the intent to stay in that property for a few years.
Right. All right.
Well, you know, and I want to mention, we keep saying down payment, but remember that this assistance can be used for closing costs. It can be used to lower the principal. It can be used as long as it's not cash back to the borrower. So it can be put towards the transaction in any of those ways.
And on top of that, right, the seller can still contribute, right? So you still allow seller contributions. And so if the seller, I know one of the agents on this platform, Kenny, I'm sure tell you, I don't think we've done so many deals together, I've lost count, but I don't think he's ever done a deal with me where the seller was not contributing, you know, at least 3%. And so if the seller credit is enough to cover most of the closing costs, can all of that down payment assistance be used to bring down the principal?
Yeah, it can. I mean, as long as you're following the guidelines on the seller concessions, the agency guidelines, that's fine. And then the assistance from us can be used towards principal, closing costs, or the down. It can even be used towards MI if they really wanted to buy out a portion of the MI.
Now, with FHA loans, you can't buy out MI, but for conventional, you can, right? And so, wow, they could actually have a no mortgage insurance loan. Basically.
Mm-hmm. And we actually even provide a product called GSFA Paid MI in the Platinum program, where we pay the mortgage insurance for the borrower. The interest rate on that is a little different. You can see it on your rate sheet. Yes. And the amount of assistance is a little smaller that we give them in addition, because it's really for those borrowers who maybe the mortgage insurance is going to cost a little bit more because they have a little lower FICO. And so it makes sense for us to absorb the cost of the MI for them and them have a little bit more that they have to come in for down. And it just depends on what their needs are. I mean, there are people who have 5 to 10% that they have saved up for down. And they're like, oh, I want to use this for my down. I have cash resources. And my question is, well, couldn't another $15,000 additional, even more, help you by lowering the principal? So just because people have some cash resources or seller concessions doesn't mean that they shouldn't look at this money that's being made available through GSFA.
Well, you know, you make a great point, and I'm going to have to explore this some more, Carolyn, because I'm looking at the rate for the Freddie Mac HFA rates with GSFA Paid MI, and that's pretty amazing that at 4.375, they can still get 3% in down payment assistance and not have any mortgage insurance.
Right, no mortgage insurance.
That is amazing. Now, their income has to be 80% below the area median income. And so on the conventional product, there are income limits, but there is no income limit on FHA.
So the way that the income limits work has changed in the last 6-8 months. There is not an income limit that will cause a borrower to not qualify for the program itself.
Okay.
What you'll see is that the interest rate is a little more attractive for people who are in the lower income bracket. So if someone's income is at 80% of area median income or below, the interest rate we offer them for that product and assistance is going to be a little bit more attractive than a borrower whose income is above 80%. But it doesn't mean that someone whose income is above 80% can't qualify. Am I explaining that well?
No, you're doing a great job. And in fact,
it's not a limit.
Right, right. The rate sheet does a great job in breaking that down below and above 80% of the area median income. Does a fantastic job of that, and we can go. There's a limit that you can determine a limit on your website, right? Just go to your website and pick the county, and they'll tell you what the maximum limit is.
Right. So when you go to our website and you use the lookup tool under GSFA Platinum as the program, there's an income lookup tool. It's going to tell you what the calculation at 80% is. And then remember, that doesn't mean someone can't qualify if they have above that. It's just going to tell you whether they get the more attractive pricing or not, you know, the slightly lower interest rate or not.
So everybody is welcome to participate on this program.
Yes.
Everybody. And mortgage insurance, for FHA, you have the 1.75% upfront mortgage insurance premium. We have to add that to the loan amount because nobody has the cash to pay for that, right? It's upfront mortgage insurance. And then the annual rate is 0.85. Now, conventional is unbelievable. Huh? I mean, I'm talking 1.25% to 1.5% annual for low down payment programs. That's what I've been seeing. And so to be able to, and the rate is not that much better. We're talking maybe in the high threes with mortgage insurance. And here you can get something at 4.375 with the 3% in down payment assistance and not have mortgage insurance. That is unbelievable. I don't know, for those of you who are watching right now, you're a real estate agent. And you know that MI is something that people just don't want to pay. They don't want to pay. And it makes it more difficult because it raises the payment, the debt ratio. This is a way around it. Carolyn, let's talk about some of the different types of properties you'll do. Now, I mentioned at the outset, four-unit properties. And I want to start there because I love four-unit properties. I think that is the best decision any first-time homebuyer can make. And if I could live my life all over again, I would have never bought all those houses. I went house crazy and single family residence because it was all that I knew. I didn't know then. I was in the business and I didn't know that my first home should be a four unit building. I live in one and rent out the other three. So tell us about the guidelines with this. And this is just for FHA.
It is just for FHA, and we're really just following the agency's guidelines on what they allow for that four unit property. Wow. So there's no additional restrictions from us on it. It's just that it has to be an FHA product.
Wow. Well, folks, for FHA, we will actually give you 75% of the rents on the other three units. Take 75% of that. So if the rents on all three units total $1,000, we're going to add $750 to your income to help you qualify. And one other thing is that the property itself has to qualify, which means that we'll take 75% of the total market rents or the actual rents on that property, 75% of that, whatever that is. So if the total rents on that property was $10,000, right? Since 75% would be $7,500, the mortgage on that loan cannot be more than $7,500, 1-to-1 ratio. If the property qualifies and your debt ratios are in line, you can buy and you get help. What I like about the four-unit property, Carolyn, is like having three cosigners, right, who are helping you out to qualify for the mortgage because most people can't afford to buy a $700,000, $800,000 house like we've helped people in Oakland and other places without that kind of assistance. And so the downside to this four-unit with you is that you will not go more than the one unit limit for FHA, which is 510-400. Is there anything we can do, any exception, Carolyn, anything we could do to go to the conforming limit up to four? Who do I need to talk to?
I know you asked me this last time, and I know that they talk about it, but I don't know of anything in the works to change that right now.
Wow. Wow. Well, that is a shame, but it is what it is. So what are the other types of homes that you will allow in this program? Or perhaps we can say what you won't do.
Well, we'll allow manufactured homes with FHA as well. There's a minimum FICO of 680 for a manufactured home, but that's another opportunity. We allow condos, PUDs, townhomes are allowed. So, I mean, there's quite a bit of flexibility.
That's fantastic. So really no limit, actually.
It just has to be a primary residence, owner occupied yes. residence.
Right. And so, and when you go to the manufactured home, it has to be for, you have to have a higher FICO score, 680.
680 FICO. And we go by FHA's guidelines on manufactured properties.
Okay. All right. So one other thing too about the fixed rate or the conventional product, what is the minimum score on the fixed rate, conventional product?
640 FICO.
Okay. So here's the difference. So I know with First Bank, our minimum FICO score is 660. And that's the case, just about every bank out there is at 660. But you are currently at 640. And I know that when we do your loan, or if any bank does your loan, they're not servicing the loan. The servicer is U.S. Bank. And so they're the ones setting that criteria of 640 for a conventional fixed rate of Freddie Mac product, right?
Yes, that's correct. I mean, they said it with us, but yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's a conversation I need to have with management, because if we're not servicing it, why not do it, right?
Yeah.
Why not? So, but there are credit overlays because of COVID-19 across the board. Every bank has them, and hopefully we'll get through this very, very soon. So what about cosigners? I know with CalFHA, they won't allow it. Everybody has to be buying a home and in the home and that kind of thing. Non-occupant co-borrowers, how do you deal with that?
So I looked this one up because I thought you might ask me, and I looked it up on both the government loans and on the conventional loans with Platinum. And our guidelines say that we will follow the agency's guidelines on non-occupant cosigners. So I don't know whether FHA allows them or Freddie Mac allows them, but if they do, then we are fine with it. We
okay,
don't have
so,
a restriction on it.
All right, so you're going to follow agency guidelines, and we know that on FHA it is allowed. But so although the California Housing Finance Agency will not allow it, even though it is allowed on FHA guidelines, you guys are allowing co-signers, non-occupant co-signers or co-borrowers and co-signers, because a co-borrower would be someone that is going to take title. Co-signer would not be taking title.
I can look really quickly.
Okay. So while you're looking that up, I'm going to ask my VIP agents to join us now as we do a deeper dive with some questions and answers. And for those of you who are watching on Facebook, if you have any questions, please type your questions in Facebook, and we will read your questions to our guests and hopefully give you a great answer. Again, Carolyn, I can't thank you enough for taking the time this evening with us and really empowering us with this information. For those of you who are watching, we are listening to Carolyn Sansari, and she's the marketing director for the Golden State Finance Authority. And she is doing a fantastic job breaking down the program and what a powerful program it is to help people become homeowners. And if you are at all thinking about becoming a homeowner, you need to stop thinking and start doing, you know, because it is not hard. It is easy. And if the only thing standing in between you and homeownership is money, well, we've got the solution right now. Today, we have the solution for you to get the money you need. In fact, if I had a dime for every person that told me they didn't have the money to buy a house, I would have a million dimes. I mean, it's just always the excuse. And if it's not the excuse of money, it's the excuse of credit. Well, if you're at 640 and you need to get to 660, You're telling me you're going to let 20 points stop you from buying a house? Or if you're at 600 and you need to get the 660, you're telling me you're going to let 60 points from FICO, a private company, stop you from being able to build wealth and buy a house? I wouldn't. I would get with a VIP agent, get some real counseling and help and direction to help you fix your credit and to get the money you need right here through the Golden State Finance Authority. So, Carolyn, what is the word on this cosigner versus co-borrower?
The only thing I'm seeing in the guidelines is regarding non-occupant co-borrowers and that we refer to the agency guidelines.
Okay,
so all right. What that tells me is that co-signers is not a part of the program, but a non-occupant co-borrower would be.
Okay, all right. So I have my VIPs with me, and before I turn them loose, I want you to just give a kind of a summary, concluding summary of the program, and maybe share anything you may want to bring to our attention and what you may have not covered so far.
Okay, I'll just remind everyone, it's GSFA Platinum, and it provides down payment or closing cost assistance up to 5% of the loan amount. In many cases, it can be provided as a 0% second mortgage that's forgiven after 3 years. But for anyone who's working in public health, safety, law enforcement, or for a school, whether they are support staff or actual administration, this is assistance that's provided as a grant or a gift, and it's forgiven on the first day the escrow closes. So it's a great way of getting into home a lot sooner than you might think possible, because you're not having to save up for, you know, 5, 10, or anything more than that for down payment. We provide you that money.
Well, there you have it, folks. Carolyn Sansari, Golden State Finance Authority Marketing Director, breaking it down. I'm bringing my VIPs on the line with me now. My VIPs, tell me, what do you think about this so far? Let's start with some commentary and then a question, and we're going to make sure we can get it all in here. And I'm going to start with Mr. Sessions, because him and I have done a lot of these transactions. So, Kenny, first of all, what do you think about the information? And then what questions do you have for Carol?
Well, first of all, let me thank you all for coming on tonight. I did learn one thing that stood out to me, and that is that you don't have to be a first-time home buyer. Or I think if I'm correct, you said you don't have to have that 3 years outside of home ownership. Am I correct?
That is correct. Okay. That is correct.
We just sent you two of those today.
Great. Glad to have them.
Yeah, we just sent you two that a guy, him and his wife got divorced a year and a half ago, and she got the house. Only question I have is whether he's still on the loan of the house that he deeded over to her. And we'll have to look at that and see if we can still make it fit. I don't know. He doesn't know if he's still on the loan or not, or when he deeded the property and gave it to her, that it's he's off of it. So we have to check that. But we may have one that can fit into that area.
That's great.
Fantastic. Well, you know, it's when a person owns a property, has interest in a property, it becomes a problem with the CalFHA product. But I don't think it's a problem with Golden State, because all they care about is that they're going to occupy the property. Correct, Carolyn? That's really what you care about, that they're moving in and occupying. They're not treating this as an investment property. And you don't do second homes either, right?
That's correct. No vacation homes or second homes. Correct.
Right.
Well, Eric, the problem with mine is whether his wife has an FHA loan on the property he deeded over. Oh. And whether he's still on that FHA loan, and we can't get two FHA loans at the same time.
Right.
That's more of my concern now once that loan goes. But let me ask you, if it's a conventional loan on that property that he was on title to, and his wife, he deeded the property to his wife, and he doesn't have title anymore, he's not taking any interest deductions on that loan, because they've been separated for like 7 or 8 years. They just got divorced a year and a half ago. Will this program work?
Well, actually, Kenny, the FHA has guidelines around divorce. That is one of the exceptions where you can have more than one FHA loan.
I've never heard of that one. I've done several that no one has ever said that to me.
Well, that's why you have me, Kenny.
Yes, sir.
So we'll definitely talk about that, man. But we got you covered. Any other questions here from my VIPs? Turn on your microphone if you have a question.
I have a question statement. Well, Eric, thank you so much, Carolyn. There's definitely power in the gray, Eric. See, you got someone with gray hairs, you know they got some wisdom. So I do have a buyer. We should be closing next week with the program. And I just wanted to mention, you know, I love the non-restrictions, but I do believe there's some extra documentation. So could we go over a little bit of the other documentations and some requirements you guys may add in? I thought they were actually good, but the lender just had told me, actually Teresa, was like, yeah, so they require that the home buyer does have a home warranty, which we already had that in place in my contract, but I was like, okay. They were like, that's what you guys were requiring. I said, well, that's good that they want to make sure they have a home warranty. And then I believe she also said that you guys needed a third year of taxes. So is that usual?
You know, to the third year taxes, that was a California Housing Finance Authority requirement that went away. And so now we're not using tax returns to determine if they haven't owned a home in the last 3 years anymore. So that went away. I'm not aware of it being a requirement for Golden State. Carolyn, can you address that?
So we're not gonna ask for the tax returns at all. The only documentation that you get from GSFA that has to be included in the mortgage loan is your LOC reservation form, your grant or down payment assistance commitment letter. And if the down payment assistance was provided as a second mortgage, there are second mortgage docs. The lender pulls them off of the website from GSFA and includes them in the loan file. The only other documentation that GSFA could possibly ask for has to do with if they're in one of those special occupations. And that's where we're going to need to see who they work for. So if it were a police officer, for example, who wants to qualify for Platinum Select and get the down payment assistance as a gift, we need to see a pay stub or proof of employment that he works for the police department. That's it. So I'm thinking that you may be familiar with some guidelines that other agencies have or something in the past. The documentation with GSFA is very straightforward, very simple.
Okay. So,
Success, I will definitely get back to you. We're closing that transaction together. Please do,
because I'm literally making a trip to the tax office for my client who's going to be at work. They don't open until 12 for 2017 taxes tomorrow. Because I'm like, look.
Really?
I don't know where they are. I'm like, get an email. You agree with me? It's like, they said they got them, but I go to work. You know, he works for the schedule. I said, I'll go see if they'll release them to me. And well, it is an hour away.
great job in providing the extra service. I'm going to get back to you first thing in the morning.
Super agent.
I'm not sure where that condition is coming from. But we're in the end and about to get it. So congratulations. Great question. Any other questions for our guests? Adrian?
I'll put my little input in on that one, Eric. My last one with the first-time home buyer, they also required the home warranty. I think it's an FHA thing.
Oh, yes. I didn't even address that. You're right. It is an FHA thing. I'm sorry. I meant to address that with Success. So thank you for clarifying that, Jenny.
It's an FHA thing. FHA requires a home warranty? Never.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, it's a requirement. Yes.
FHA requires since when? A straight FHA requires a home warranty. Is that new?
I don't think it's new.
I've done 1,000 FHAs and there was never a requirement.
I think it started last year.
Here's the thing, Kenny. I don't think that as long as you've been selling real estate, have you ever sold a property to a first-time home buyer without a home warranty?
Yeah.
You have. Well, shame on you. So
I always recommend. I can't even a home warranty.
Yeah. Well, I think it's something that if it wasn't a requirement, it is now. And it should always been a recommendation because, as we know, you know, things happen, especially in new homes, even in older homes. I mean, things happen, and it's just a great thing to have. But I will look further into that. And for those of you who are watching, we'll get some further clarification on this. Check my blog. It'll be out in a couple of days. FHA home warranty, required or not required. Well, it is a requirement at First Bank, I will tell you that.
So if I can ask or say one thing, it's I really am happy to hear that they expanded the healthcare workers because yes. I focus on veterans, police officers, first responders, nurses, teachers, and you know that is a great, great program. And I've been pushing this like crazy. Actually, I have a son that's watching right now that's a teacher, and he'll be buying by the end of this year. He's going to be he's trying to figure out when he's exactly ready. And he kept asking me, I really don't have to have any money down, Mom. He's like, but I have money. And I said, what you need to do is use that money to make the house look the way you want to make it look. Your DI, your do-it-yourself jobs. That's what you need to save the money for.
Yeah. Not only that, he just needs to save money. I talked to anybody who lived through 2008 to 2010. You can't save enough money. The cash is always king, so have money. So that's a great thing too for people to understand that just because the money is available doesn't mean you have to still use your own money. You know, I mean, the money is available, that means you save your money and not invest it into the property and put more money down unless you really are concerned about the payment or to invest in the property right away and fix it all up and everything. I highly recommend you move in, get comfortable with the expenses that you've never seen before of owning a home, maintaining a home. And after a couple of years, then start thinking about the crown molding and the wood flooring and the gold faucets in your bathroom or your golden tub or your high-end air conditioner. You know, take it slow. Take it slow. Adrian, you had a question.
I have two things. One is I would recommend to any home buyer, always get a home inspection. I never sell a house without doing a home inspection or doing a home warranty. And I always tell them there's five big things that could really hurt them, you know, when they first come into a home, and that's a new roof, foundation, electrical, plumbing, you know, air and heat. So, I truly believe the home inspection and the home warranty is crucial. But you know what, Eric, there's a lot of people out there. I've been doing these down payment assistance programs and also having seminars. And it's amazing to me how many people believe they have to have 20% down. And when I tell them all you need is 1% of your own money, or sometimes depending on your FICO score, you can get a grant. And so it was great to hear about the grant that would help with the closing and part of the down and also bringing the mortgage down. Because a lot of my millennials, I speak to a number of young folk that just graduated from college, have a great job. And I always tell them, let's buy you 2, 3, or 4 units. And then once you get married or have a family, let's buy a house. And now I get to say, and you might not need any money, which is great. I have 2 people for you, Eric.
Outstanding. I'm looking forward to working with them. And
thank you.
Again, welcome to the VIP Agent Program. Folks, this has been a fantastic night. And I want to hear from Arizona. Now, Golden State Finance Authority can't fund a loan, can't provide financing, down payment assistance in Arizona. But if you, Yvonne, you might have somebody coming to California. Not everybody's going to Arizona, Yvonne.
However, we do have some good DPAs here. Some are offered through banks and as well as, you know, the nonprofits. So, of course, we all take, you know, advantage of Trellis or wherever. If it's a person that, a hard worker, it's something that we always explore. I never tell them you cannot buy a home. Never. Matter of fact, my office is next door to a UPS store. I was there yesterday and she came out. She said, I think I'm ready to buy a house. I said, no, you are ready. come and meet with me. Wear your mask and come and meet with me. So we're going to meet next week because there is a program for her. So I'm very grateful to hear this information. I actually took a lot of notes because I do have several people in California that can possibly use this platinum, and definitely the one, you know, for the first responders, the public safety, that platinum select is, I mean, that's choice. And hearing that 0% interest, that's unbelievable. That's fantastic. Thank you, Carolyn. That is great information this evening.
I agree with you, and reach out to your folks out here, your friends and family in California. In fact, those of you who are watching, if you're coming to California, you know, all roads lead to California anyway. It's the state for a reason. And so you now are looking at some individuals here, some professional real estate agents with great experience and knowledge and know the financing side and get it done. Consider working with a VIP agent. You can find more VIP agents on our website at thepowersnow.com under VIP agent. Find a VIP agent in your area. And I'm looking for more. You know, First Bank lends in 49 states, folks. So wherever you might be, if you're watching this show tonight and you're interested in participating, we need quality, experienced real estate professionals with a great reputation, a great track record. That's the only way to get in to be a VIP agent. Now, we have just a few minutes left here, and I would like for Kenny Sessions to share a recent story. Carolyn, since you have these success stories, this is one you need to take note of, and you can share it perhaps the next time you do a presentation. But being able to educate people and to help them find a home and not require $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 of money they don't have, it's a game changer. It's a life-changing situation for most people. And so, Kenny, why don't you just share one and take us home with this one story here that you know what I'm talking about.
Which one? We got several.
Well, I know we have several. The one, the dancing. I want the one with the dancing.
Oh, the one with, oh, Mama.
Yeah, okay. Yes, Mama.
First of all, before I do that, I want to also put Yvonne on notice that Eric has been, he has been giving a referral for me from a buyer in Arizona. She is ready to buy. I talked with her today. Eric, you need to get off of it and get this approval for Yvonne so that we can move this lady, because she's a friend of mine. And all I want is like a 25% referral fee. And that's all I want. So Eric got it, so beat him up.
Once they're referred to me, I send you the referral fee already signed by my brokers.
That's fine. That's beautiful. I don't really worry about that too much. More that I care about getting her into a property, but you know, I will count it later. The story that Eric wants me to tell you is of this young man, and he's actually in my watch.
2 minutes, Kenny. 2 minutes.
Okay, I'll give you the quick version. He's actually watching in the watch party, and he sent me like 10 people today. But anyway, this guy, when I met him, he could not afford to buy anything. He had not been on his job for 2 years. His FICO scores were below 600. And we just kept working with him and working with him. And he got his scores up. As he was working on his scores, what he did is he told his older sister about the program. And he brought her to us, and we got her approved for $470,000. We got her into our home first with no money down. And so, and no closing costs, they actually got money back. And then when we did his close last Friday, Eric, and as you know, he got in with no money down, and I miscalculated the closing cost this time. I was just so upset with myself. The dude had to come in with $282.67. And I was just totally just, I was like, you know, what am I going to do with this, man? I done made a horrible mistake. And so what he did is he took his mom out to go sign the documents with him. And his mother is 84, 5 years old. And so if you guys know, I do videos of every when I close a deal with no money down, I do a video. So we did a video of him and his mother, and his mother started dancing like you can't even imagine. And man, after a minute, and she started praising God. And before it was all over, we was having church on the front lawn. And the lady, she was praising God for two of her children that did not give up. Her oldest daughter and her youngest son of 7 kids, they both bought homes for me in the last 45 days.
Oh,
All right.
Fantastic. Kenny, I tell you, man.
Is that two?
No, you get that. That's one. We don't have time for any more, but if you're not following Kenny Sessions, do so. Kenny Sessions on Facebook. He does videos all the time. I think he probably does more than me. he captures what's going on with his people, right? And I don't know anybody. I've worked with many real estate agents across the country. Kenny Sessions will give me a pre-approval. I'll turn it around in 1 to 2 days, and they will be under contract in 3 to 5 days. Gary, if you're serious about buying a house and you live in Oakland or anywhere near Oakland, anywhere in the Bay Area, and you're serious, we'll get you pre-approved. Kenny Sessions will get it done. And I'm telling you right now, you need to be serious because he does not play around. You will be under contract in 3 to 5 days. That's how he rolls, folks. I'm a witness to it. He didn't pay me to say this. I'm telling you because I do the loans for him. It's the real deal. And so but in addition to Kenny, I'm really proud to be associated with the Jennies and the Yvonnes and the Adrians and the Successes and the Johnnies. And I could go on and on. The VIPs that are on our platform, these are extraordinary real estate people. And if you're needing to buy or sell, or you just want to get some great advice or some direction, you're an investor, you need someone to help you, reach out to a VIP agent right here at thepowersnow.com. They're on our website. We have vetted them. I know them. We endorse them. They write for our magazine. They speak on our radio show. They're on our online television program. These are experts because, you know, let me tell you something. I've told this to agents all the time. I don't care if you've been in the business for 50 years. If you're not writing, speaking, or teaching, you're not an expert. That's just the bottom line. That's just the bottom line. And so thank you, everyone, for being on the show tonight. And Carolyn, I want to make you the center speaker here again. Just any final comments for our audience?
No, I think we've covered so much. I think I would just say, if you ever thought that you had to wait, stop thinking that and act now.
Perfect. Stop thinking. Start acting.
Let's do it.
Sorry. Message. And folks, thank you again for joining us tonight for The Power Is Now. I want to encourage you to join us. And on that's every Tuesday night. The next show will be the following Tuesday night. Not the following Tuesday night. It will be, the next show will be, today is the 5th, so 14 days would be the 29th or 20th, the 19th. That's right, the 19th. So 2 weeks from now. And we're going to have a special guest. So it hasn't been confirmed, so I'm not going to share with you now. But if it's not confirmed, then we're going to be talking about FHA, VA, USDA, and some of the underwriting criteria you may not be aware of. All right, there are a lot of things you can do with an FHA loan, and there are some just ways to get into a home that families need to be aware of, and how they can partner together, how to partner together to buy 4 units. How to use gift equity on a property that someone else may own. There's just a number of ways to get into a home, and we're going to be talking about that tonight. Well, I want to thank again my VIP agents for joining me tonight and for participating every time we're online. In fact, check us on Fridays where we do marketing sessions, or we call it the Real Estate Roundtable, where we talk about real estate listings for sale. Throughout the week, some of the agents, the VIP agents, will be interviewed about what's going on in their market area. We call those our market updates. And you can find these shows on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/thepowersnow, or you can find our YouTube icon on our Facebook page and get all the information right there at thepowersnow.com. Well, remember, folks, we are at our best. And we maximize our success when we act now. The power really is now to buy. Have a great evening. Talk to you soon right here on The Power Is Now.
fuck, 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 fuck.